The number of women in the state house from Allegheny County will likely triple after November's election, from 1 to 3. That's because Sarah Innamorato and Summer Lee upset Democrat incumbents Dom Costa and Paul Costa, respectively. There were no Republicans on the ballot, which means Innamorato and Lee are likely to go unchallenged in November. Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin he believes Democrats in the area are changing.
What you do see is a lot of energy. You see a lot of people that haven't been involved in the process before getting involved in the process. Summer Lee and Sarah Innamorato are new candidates that probably 2 years ago weren't that active in the political process, and we're seeing a lot more of that across the spectrum. New candidates emerging with a lot of energy, a lot of ideas, a lot of new ways of doing things, and I think a lot of that came out of the 2016 November election.
But were you surprised that Representatives Costa, DePaul, and Dom lost? I mean, they were fairly well entrenched.
Yes, I was not only surprised that they lost, but surprised by the margins in which they lost. And what was interesting to me was to know that 4 years ago in those districts, there were about 6,000 Democrats who voted in the primary. And that was during a very hotly contested gubernatorial candidate, if you recall. But there were four good candidates in that race. This year, in both of those races, there were almost 10,000 voters who came out and voted in that primary. That measures an enthusiasm level that is out there. So there is something going on as far as the electorate wanting their voices heard, wanting to be involved, wanting to be engaged.
Do you think Representative Dom Costa, Representative Paul Costa, maybe took the power of incumbency a little bit for granted?
Some of it might just be a generational thing. Sometimes voters just want change for the sake of change. And that while they got elected on certain issues 10 and 20 years ago that might have been a little more moderate to conservative for Western Pennsylvania Democrats, I think the Western Pennsylvania Democrat right now is different than they were just a few years ago. We know in Pittsburgh there's a lot of young people moving in, a lot of progressive, tech-oriented, science-oriented folks, and I think you're going to see more activism, particularly for candidates that want to get involved for the first time.
Sarah Innamorato and Summer Lee are Democrat socialists. Are these aberrations, is it a movement within the Democratic Party?
I think probably number one, you do have two good candidates who ran two very good campaigns. I think that's a big part of it. It usually does come down to the candidate. Are they delivering a message? And I think both Sarah and Summer are to be congratulated for, number one, working hard, being enthusiastic, and energizing an electorate that to excite them to come out and vote.
You mentioned the Western Pennsylvania Democrat has changed. Is it a smart direction to be going in?
I think there are issues that aren't being addressed at the national and at the statewide level. The disparity in income right now, the gap in educational funding. And I think you're also seeing that we have not had a significant number of women elected officials. And I think you've seen a number of women candidates who are very good candidates. Again, Summer Lee, Sarah Innamorato, Erica Strasberger. You've had three candidates who are now in seats that were just last year were held by males. So I think you're seeing a growing trend of folks in a more diverse electorate. You know, Austin Davis was the first African American to win in a suburban district just a couple of months ago. Well, Summer Lee became the first African American woman to hold a seat in the delegation.
Will it be more difficult for the Democrats to regain control of the House or Senate? There are wide margins in both chambers. If some might perceive the Democratic nominees as maybe too progressive, too liberal.
Well, I don't know that I would term it that way. I reached out and had a chance to spend some time and talk to both Summer Lee and Sarah Innamorato, and they're impressive folks. And I sense folks that really want to work in a collaborative way to get something done, not necessarily to just make a statement, but to really solve problems for the folks that they represent.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.